This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Your back hurting you much? You got a kink in your neck or maybe a knot in your shoulder that's been there like maybe since you started working from home? We didn't have much time to patch together a home office when the stay-at-home advisory came through, but if you're still working from your couch with a TV table as your desk, Carolyn Herkenham is here to tell you there's a better way. Carolyn Herkenham is a senior specialist of industrial hygiene at Boston University, and you're still on the job. I know you're very much in demand. What are the WFH working from home maladies that you're hearing most about?
Well, Lisa, I'm hearing a lot about people working from their couches, working on the floor and on their coffee tables.
Sounds pretty familiar.
So when you're sitting, you do want to be in as neutral of a position as possible, a neutral spine position. So that means you want your spine to be similar to how you're standing. So when you're sitting on the couch, you're actually promoting your spine to curve in the opposite direction, which can actually increase pressure on your spine up to 85%. So it's a pretty significant strain on your lumbar back in particular if you choose to sit on a couch.
Okay, so we're going to get your best advice on how you should really make up a home office. Do you have, where you are, a makeshift workstation nearby?
I do, yes.
Okay, I wonder if you can sit down at it and take us on a little bit of an audio tour.
So here at home, I'm lucky enough to sit at a desk with a office chair and only a laptop. So I don't have an external monitor or external keyboard or mouse. So what I do to stay upright is I push the height of my chair as high as possible. That's because I'm 5'4", which is, you know, fairly average for a woman. So when I bring my chair up as high as possible, I'm more of a neutral position with my shoulders and my arms to match the keyboard, and it's just much more comfortable, and it doesn't promote any shoulder strain or arm strain when you're lifting up your arms.
So what you're saying is that you want your arms to be at a 45-degree angle with the table.
Ideally, yeah.
And you mentioned you can lift your seat up. What if you are working from a kitchen chair?
Right. So if you can't lift your seat up, I would honestly just use pillows or cushions to try to keep you as high as possible. The issue with that then is that your legs are likely dangling off the chair. It's really important not to have your feet dangle because that could cause numbness in your legs. So it's a really great idea to just take any of those Amazon boxes you have lying around or books and prop them underneath your feet to give your feet a little lift so you're not... You don't have any numbness or tingling in your thighs.
What else do we need to know?
A common complaint we get here is that people have lumbar spine issues, and also wrist pain is pretty common. And that contact stress could actually potentially lead to carpal tunnel syndrome or tendonitis issues. So when you're typing, it's really important to make contact with the computer with your palms as much as possible versus having contact with the desk and your wrist. And the reason is because your wrists are much more sensitive and they don't have that meaty protection like your palms do. So it's really a good idea to avoid wrist stress by using your palms as your main form of contact when you're keyboarding on your computer or your desk.
What if you get a lot of shoulder pain or neck aches?
Neck strain is likely from when you're leaning over to look at your monitor. Your back is leaning forward, but your head is up looking at your monitor.
And you don't want to look up. How do you want it positioned?
So ideally, give the laptop maybe 4 inches of height. You actually want your eyesight to be in the top quarter of your monitor.
How often should you get up and walk around?
So honestly, I'd say every 30 minutes would be a good idea to at least change your position and get out of your chair. Drink a lot of water. That's the best way to get up out of your chair more often.
Thank you, Carolyn Herkenham, Senior Specialist of Industrial Hygiene at Boston University. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.